So he spoke, and answering him, said I, Ah, would I might as surely strip you of life and being, and send you to the house of Hades, as it is sure the earth-shaker will never heal your eye. So I spoke, whereat he prayed to Lord Poseidon, stretching his hands forth toward the starry sky, Hear me, thou girder of the land, dark-haired Poseidon! If I am truly thine, and thou art called my father, vouchsafe no coming home to this Odysseus, spoiler of cities, Laertes' son, whose home is Ithaca. Yet if it be his lot to see his friends once more, and reach his stately house and native land, late let him come, in evil plight, with loss of all his crew, on the vessel of a stranger, and may he at his home find trouble. So spoke he in his prayer, and the dark-haired god gave ear. Then, once more, picking up a stone, much larger than before, the Cyclops swung and sent it, putting forth stupendous power. It fell behind the dark-bowed ship a little space, but failed to reach the rudder's tip. The sea surged underneath the stone as it came down, but the wave swept us forward and forced us to the shore. Now, when we reached the island, where our other well-benched ships waited together, while their crews sat round them, sorrowing, watching continually for us, as we ran in, we beached our ship among the sands, and forth we went ourselves upon the shore. Then, taking the Cyclops' sheep out of the hollow ship, we parted all, that none might go lacking his proper share. The ram my mailed companions gave to me alone, a mark of special honor in the division of the flock. And on the shore I offered him to Zeus of the dark cloud, the son of Cronus, who is the lord of all, burning the thighs. He did not heed the sacrifice. Instead, he purposed that my well-benched ships should all be lost and all my trusty comrades. But all throughout that day till setting sun we sat and feasted on abundant meat and pleasant wine. And when the sun went down and darkness came, we laid us down to sleep upon the beach. Then, as the early rosy-fingered dawn appeared, inspiriting my men, I bade them come on board and loose the cables. Quickly they came, took places at the pins, and sitting in order smote the foaming water with their oars. Thence we sailed on, with aching hearts, glad to be clear of death, though missing our dear comrades.